Unit 4. Money Matters. Lesson 1. Methods of Payment. Listening and Speaking. 3. I'm running out of money again.
B. Listen and complete.
I'm running out of money again. I really need to balance my budget and handle my money better.
You did spend too much, and most of the expense was kind of unnecessary.
But I make it by part-time job.
Though you don't have to spend every penny you make. You could save some every month.
I work hard, so I deserve to enjoy, but that costs money.
You should save in case of an emergency. What things did you spend your money on?
The problem is that I have no idea. I didn't pay attention to.
Let bygones be bygones. You can start saving right now.
4. I have some questions about Alipay. B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Good morning. I have some questions about Alipay.
Yes, please.
What is the Alipay cross-border e-payment service?
It is a payment that allows buyers to pay for goods sold on international partner merchant websites using renminbi, RMB. Alipay will then remit the sum in a foreign currency to the international merchant in settlement.
How will international online merchants benefit from Alipay's cross-border e-payment service?
Alipay's payment solution provides international merchants with access to the growing Chinese market at a low cost and also efficiently.
Do I need to set up a company and open a bank account in China?
No, there is no need to set up a company nor open a bank account in China.
How will the exchange rate be determined in the cross-border e-payment service process?
The spot exchange rate provided by partner settlement banks is used in the cross-border e-payment service. When a buyer buys a product from an international e-commerce website, this spot exchange rate will be used to convert the foreign currency into RMB, and the converted RMB amount will then be taken away from the buyer's account.
I see. Thank you very much.
Reading and writing. 6. A cashless future. B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. What is the growing trend in terms of payment?
2. Why do so many people choose cashless payment?
Experts agree that it is becoming a growing trend that more and more consumers across the country are using cashless payment methods. In fact, as early as 1988, the State Council, the country's cabinet, released regulations to encourage bank transfers and to reduce using cash during economic activities. Today, the move toward a cashless society could reduce the risks of using cash, save on costs, and prevent illegal activities such as money laundering. The rapid development of third-party mobile payment tools to some extent is helping to boost cashless payments across the country. Transactions involving third-party mobile payments rose 46.8% in the first quarter of 2017 compared with the previous quarter to 18.8 trillion yuan. There were 3.4 billion third-party payment accounts in total in China in 2016. But China is not the first country to seek a cashless society. Developed states like Sweden, Denmark, and Singapore are also witnessing cashless payment methods expand. The rapid development of cashless payments does not mean there are no challenges and criticisms. Alibaba's Hema stores, where customers can shop, dine, and order commodities for delivery from their mobile phones via Alipay, have come into the spotlight recently. Media reports allege that consumers can't purchase goods with cash there, which would be considered illegal. A Hema PR representative said that all 13 Hema stores in the country do, in fact, allow consumers to pay in cash. She noted that Hema stores simply recommend consumers to pay via Alipay for convenience purposes. Alipay and WeChat Pay, the nation's two major third-party mobile payments tools, also launched campaigns to encourage more merchants and customers to use cashless payment methods. Within the campaigns, both called for the establishment of a cashless society, which provoked concerns over whether cash will soon disappear. A cashless society will not mean that cash will completely disappear. As the economy grows, the circulation of cash is still very huge. Also, it's important to remember that nearly half of China's population lives in rural areas, especially in undeveloped western regions, and therefore is not able to enjoy innovation brought by the internet. And when it comes to China's senior citizens, most of them prefer to use cash in their daily lives.
8. Read and recite.
An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Benjamin Franklin.
Money is in some respects life's fire. It is a very excellent servant, but a terrible master. P.T. Barnum.
I've never sought success in order to get fame and money. It's the talent and the passion that count in success. Ingrid Bergman.
My best investment is my imagination, because it has never failed to bring me my greatest returns. Randy Castillo.
My favorite things in life don't cost any money. It's really clear that the most precious resource we all have is time. Steve Jobs.
If money is your hope for independence, you will never have it. The only real security that a man will have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability. Henry Ford. Lesson 2. Investment. Listening and speaking. 3. Could you offer some suggestions for managing money? B. Listen and complete.
It's not cost-efficient to save money in a bank for a long time.
Yeah, and we have to pay service charges every year.
So, could you offer some suggestions for managing money?
We can invest in some financial programs.
Financial programs? I've never thought about it.
There are many financial programs. In my opinion, a monetary fund is a good way of investment.
But its interest rate varies every day. Don't you think it's a little risky?
You can choose other programs with fixed interests.
It seems that you are an expert in this aspect.
As a matter of fact, I just started to learn it. But if you're interested in it, I can offer you some information.
It's nice of you.
It's my pleasure.
4. I'd like to open an account. B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table.
Qingdao City Bank, what can I do for you?
Hello, I'd like to open an account.
What account would you like to open?
I'd like to open a savings account. What's the interest rate now?
It is 3.2%. You may earn a little interest on money.
Is there any minimum deposit for the first time?
Yes, the opening minimum deposit is 1,000 yuan.
What about the later deposits?
For the later deposits, you can deposit any money you want. Even 1 yuan is okay.
Okay, that's good.
Your ID card, please.
Here you are, 1,000 yuan and my ID card.
Wait a moment, please. Here is your passbook. Keep it well, please.
Thanks, I will.
Reading and writing.
6. You about a risk-free investment? B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. Why are some young people interested in Yuebao?
2. Is Yuebao a risk-free investment for students? Why? Over the past 9 months, Lian Lingling has acquired a new daily routine, checking her Yuebao account. The online financial product not only helps her and other students to save money, but also cultivates in them a sense of financing and investment. But scholars warn that online financing has its risks, and students need to have a more comprehensive understanding of financial products. Spare investment. Lian Lingling, a computer information management major at Shanghai Normal University, was among the first users of Yuebao. The financial product provided by Alibaba Group allows users to directly invest in the private Tianhong Funding Company using spare cash from Alipay accounts. As Lian uses Alipay frequently, it's convenient for her to invest. With a cell phone app, I can make real-time transfers between the two accounts, she said. Yuebao offers a 7-day annualized yield of 5-7%. Though it's decreasing, it's still higher than the interest rate provided by banks, Lian said. Besides, I can see money coming in every day. Good match. Similar to Lian, many other college students are also interested in or enjoy such easy ways of financing. College students rely heavily on the internet, therefore they can easily accept online financing products. Moreover, Yuebao caters to students' needs. Their investment is small and they require a high degree of liquidity. Now Lian is quite addicted to Yuebao, and it is having a good effect on her. Since she started putting money in her Alipay account, she has cut down on shopping expenses and is investing more money in Yuebao. Not risk-free. But some experts warn that students should be cautious about online financial products. In essence, investing in Yuebao equals investing in a monetary fund. Though Yuebao lowers investment barriers and costs, the risk levels are the same. The biggest risk of Yuebao may be the lack of information transparency. High-risk credit products are the supporting assets of Yuebao. These risks are not revealed to individual investors. This may result in a squeeze of investment if some investors lose confidence in Yuebao. The solution for student investors is to gain more financial knowledge and understand how financial services operate.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies?